Shalom Aleichem, and Gemach HaSim HaTeva. To all the Tamidim of the Yeshiva and your families, it should be a good, gesund year. Sata Deshmaya and all in Yonim. We know there's a famous Chazal. It's brought down in a number of Midrashim that Sholu la Teira, Sholu la Chochma, Sholu la Nevua. Choyte, what should be with a person who sins? And the Torah said he should bring a carbon. Chochma said this, Tira Doifra, Nevua, Misa. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yasa Tshuva. So, it's a very shver chazal. Hello, the Nevi'im are full of instructions and hope for tshuva. Likewise, the Torah. Kikor b'lecha dov ha'moed. What's the nekuda that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands tshuva? There's many different understandings for it. I want to be matzia something that I've always said with a little bit of a hakdama. The Medrash says in Parshas Bereishis that when Adam HaRishon met up with Cain after the head of Cain, and Adam HaRishon said, what was your din? What happened to you? He said he did tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it. So right then the Medrash says, Adam HaRishon said, Mizma Shirli Yama Shabbos. It's a very interesting Beis HaLevi over there, Parshas Bereishis, to explain what's the connection between the tshuva of Cain and Mizma Shirli Yama Shabbos. He says something very interesting. Perhaps I'll be magnum it. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that we say in that in the Yud Gimel Midas, it says Hashem, Hashem. Kan koidim achet, kan la'achar achet. There are two shemos. There's one Shem before the Chet, and there's one Shem after the Chet. What's the Bir HaDvarim? The Bir HaDvarim is as follows. The Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. Chas HaShalom, when a person does something inappropriate, like the Mesiyos HaShalom brings down for the Medrash, Al Tekalkel HaSalami, fundamentally, the world is destroyed. All the world is over. Like the Gemara says in Menachos, that the Olam Hazeh was created with a hay, and if a person steps out, a person can step out. And if a person wants to go back, he has to go back a new way, the side of the hay. Can't go back the old way. The significance of the fact that in the ice hay that the world was created, a person has to squeeze back into a new place is this yisoid of Hashem Hashem, that the first Yud Kei Vav Kei, the first Hashem Hashem, which created the world, is over. The person was machir of the world on a certain level, is you calculus alami. But on the positive side of the thing, there's another Hashem. The second Yud Kei Vav Kei signifies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a whole new world for the Baal Tshuva. Tshuva is a new world. It's a Ruchnius world. It's a Metzius. It's reality. And as much as reality is our world, if it says Hashem, Hashem, Kan, Koidim Achet, Kam, L'Achar Achet, so there's one Hashem that creates a world for a person before he does a Chet. But there's another entire Hashem, Hashem, the same way we understand that the first Shem Hashem, on a very basic level, I'm saying, same way we understand that the first Shem Hashem creates an entire universe, entire Bria. And then, after the Chet, there's some sort of level of destruction. The second Shem Hashem creates another whole world for the Baal Tshuva. So Tshuva is a whole world. It's a whole new world, which is expressed and justifies another Shem Hashem. Hashem, Hashem, kam lefnei achet, kam le'achar achet. It's brought down in many places that there is Tvash brings down that what we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Chayim Meisim Ata Rav L'Shia. Mechay, Baruch Ata Hashem, Chayim Meisim doesn't only refer to loss of love, it refers to every time a person does tshuva. That's tshuva is yonik, nurtures its koyach from the koyach of Tchias HaMeisim. Because Baruch Hu gives a koyach of a person to rejuvenate themselves completely. And it's a whole new schach, it's a bria, it's a whole new chayim. That's the oimik of Hashem, Hashem, two shemos, one lefnei achet, one la'achar achet. The negative side of it is that it requires a whole new world. But the positive side of it is the truth is a whole new Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly mechadish the Bria. That's the aside of Hashem Hashem. So Levi explains that Adam Rishon understood an incredible thing. Adam Rishon saw the world was created in 6 days. And at the time that the creation stopped, what does it mean the creation stopped? Adam Rishon didn't see that. So Adam Rishon saw creation, and he saw that there was no more changes in the world. I mean, the exterior expressions of Bria, of Nivroyus, of creation had stopped. But Adam Rishon met up with Cain. And Cain said he did tshuva. And Adam Rishon understood in order to do tshuva, it has to be a whole new Bria. It has to be a whole new Hashem Hashem. It has to be a whole new Schatras. So he understood that even though there was no change happening in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadosh the Bria every second. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be mechadosh the Bria every second, it wouldn't be possible tshuva. Because tshuva latches on to the yisoid of ischachos, that there's a whole new Bria every second, and that's what allows the person to do tshuva, because the old world is not gone, but there could be a new world. He said, Mizma Shiyadam HaShabbos, he understood that on Shabbos Kodesh, even though there's no tangible, recognizable signs of ischachos in the Bria, but it has to be. That means if a person could do tshuva, that means there's a constant hischachos in the Bria, which allows a person to latch on to that new creation called tshuva. And that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly recreating the world anyway. So he said, Mizma Shiyali Yom HaShabbos, he understood that's the power of Shabbos. As Shabbos brought into the world, that's what Levi speaks out, that Shabbos exposed to the world, that there's such a phenomenon of hischachos in the Bria without seeing it. Mizma Shiyali Yom HaShabbos, Tev L'Hoydez Hashem. That the Rebbe Yisham is constantly renewing the Bria. And Shabbos is Megala, that there's such a thing as Mechadosh Tshuva Chayim Tomer without seeing a Nikud that could change. And that's only because of Tshuva. That's what the Beis HaLevi says in Parshat Bereishis. That's Niflonoid. So Volbe writes in one of his Mamorim that the reason why only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means is that since the Yisoid of Tshuva is the Yisoid of Chaim Esim. The Mafteach of Chaim is only by the Rabbanu Shalom. The Mafteach of Chaim is only by the Rabbanu Shalom. There's nobody else has Mafteach of Chaim. Torah doesn't have it. The Nevuah doesn't have it. Chochmah doesn't have it. So they might understand that there's a thing called Tshuva, but how does it work? In other words, without the Rabbanu Shalom, who has the Mafteach of Chaim and Moviz B'yodov, who has the koyach of ischachos abriya, who has the koyach of kan lifnei achet kan leachet, they can't be tshuva. And the only ability to go to tshuva is that there's a whole new world. Kan lifnei achet kan leachar achet. So only a HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say do tshuva, because only a HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries the mafteach of life and death. Only a HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries the mafteach of chayim. And only the Rebbeinu Shalom has the ability to create that whole new bria called tshuva. That's the pshat in the Chazal, that tshuva is only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kam lifnei achet, kam leachar achet. And what that means is that we believe, we know, that the Seiros Mei Tshuva affords us the special opportunity that comes when Yom Kippur comes and the light of Yom Kippur shines, and the light of Yom Kippur specifically has the ability to lift a person up, that the person can begin a new slate, Ayidei Tshuva, with all the dinam of Tshuva, with the Reini Yaina, with all the Klalim of Tshuva, of course. But what's the result? The result is the person comes out a new person. The person comes out with a new slate. So it's not just that the old me improved. There's a whole new me. There's a whole Lifnei Achet, there's a whole new Bria. And that's the real Imek of the Hischachos that comes after Yom Kippur. If only we believe in it, if only we attach ourselves to it. That's the aside of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Gemar Chasim HaTov and Agud Kebetz Jor. Kol Tov to you and your families. It's a Kol Klal Yisrael.